I was making a routine check flight over the Everglades in search of a suspected alligator poacher. I stopped to investigate, but then I was caught in one of his submerged alligator traps. Barney found me and offered to help, but once he had me back at his camp, he held me his prisoner.
Now look, I've got to get word to those kids.
Relax, Ranger. Won't hurt your boys to worry about that Paramite. Appreciate you more, if when you get back.
Meanwhile, Sandy, worried about me, notified the Coast Guard. 24 hours later, and still I was too closely guarded to get away or let the Coast Guard know where I was.
Sandy.
Yeah, bud?
Nothing.
Go ahead, say what you want to say.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Flipper's looked, we've looked. The Coast Guard's doing the best they can.
It's like you said, it's the waiting and not knowing. That's the worst part.
Look, why don't we go on up to the house? I'll fix some pancakes and maybe later on we'll go on over to the Tremaines for a while. Play ball with Joey or something. I sort of promised Ms. Tremaine we'd come by anyway.
Well, what if Dad should... What if there's some word?
Lieutenant Tremaine's with the Coast Guard. He'll be one of the first ones to know. Come on.
Okay. I'll see you later, Flipper.
Don't get any fancy ideas. Only a fool would try to walk out of these glades, and with that leg, you wouldn't get nowhere. Well, I'll be back. I got some traps to set and some things to do.
Thank you. Ida said something about my pancakes.
Sure, they were great. I just wasn't very hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Sandy, I don't really want to go to the Tremaines.
I don't either, Bud. But you know why we're going, don't you?
Why?
Because Dad would want it that way. He wouldn't like it if he knew we were sitting around moping and worrying about him. Come on, let's go.
Sandy, what would we do if Dad would...
Bud, you have to stop thinking that way, you hear? Dad's gonna be all right. Just keep telling yourself that. You know, we've been through some pretty tight spots together. That's part of being a ranger. Part of being a ranger's son. We'll get through this one. Come on. Before you make Dad and me ashamed of you.
Oh, Sandy, could we take Flipper with us?
Sure.
Flipper!
He must have gone off somewhere, Bud. Maybe he thought of something we didn't. Come on, we'll see him later.
Thank you.
Ranger! Darn fool. How far does he think he's going to get with that leg? This time ain't gonna be so easy on him.
Sandy, did you get in touch with the Coast Guard after you left the house?
Yeah. I told Lieutenant Tremaine we'd be at his house in case he heard anything.
Sandy, have you ever cried since you were a little kid?
Sure. I cried that time Dan Turner threw me off my bike and broke my arm.
Oh, I don't mean that kind of crying.
Bud, there's nothing wrong with crying if you have something to cry about. You don't. Remember what I told you. Keep telling yourself that Dad's going to be all right.
Sure. He'll be all right.
Good boy.
Tommy, go for help.
Ranger?
Ranger?
80s, with a slight 5-7 prevailing easterly wind. This winds up the latest.
I just had a phone call from my husband.
Did you hear anything about my dad?
One of the copter pilots wired into headquarters and said that he saw a dolphin near the Everglades, and he's quite sure that it's Flipper.
Sandy, I think we'd better go find Flipper.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. What is it?
Look, there's Flipper! Flipper! Here we are, boy!
What is it, Flipper? Did you find Dad?
Flipper, where is he? Where is he, boy?
You better go get the launch and follow him. Come on.
We'll be right with you, Flipper.
Ranger! You hear me?
Can't you make this thing go any faster?
We're going as fast as it'll go.
Sandy, you think he's really found Dad?
We'll soon find out. Take the glasses.
Flipper,
what'd you bring us here for?
Hi! Sandy! Sandy, over here!
Dad!
Boys, over here!
Sandy, come over here. Stay on top. Oh, Flipper, good boy. Sandy.
Dad!
No, wait a minute. Stay on the surface. Stay on the surface, Bud. There's mangrove roots down here, and I'm stuck in one. My leg's crossed. Bud, go back to the boat and send up a flare. Right now. Go ahead. Sandy, I'm gonna need your help to get my leg out. Let's see if you can pull my leg out. Be careful. The right one's badly cut, okay?
Okay.
All right, take a breath. Go. Still stuck. Here we go. Yeah, I think that got it. Good. All right, let's get out of here. Get this boot off.
Easy now. Easy. Is that leg all right, Dad?
Well, it's not all right, Sandy, but I think it will be when Dr. Westrom looks at it.
Yeah, it's awful worried, Dad.
Well, it was a little rough out there, Bud, I'll admit, but everything's all right now.
You think that poacher's gonna get away?
Not a chance. Now that the boys in the chopper know what area he's in, they'll pick him up when they find my plane.
judge about not being too rough on him. After all, he did kind of help me.
Yeah, but Flipper's the one that saved you, Dad.
Yeah, Flipper and you and Sandy. All right, boys, let's get out of here. Get for home, huh?